Blog Talk Radio.
Enlightenism.
Enlightenism.
Hi, Balagani.
Hi, Balagani.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
The Guru.
The Guru.
Brother Malcolm.
Brother Malcolm.
Bringing you enlightenment.
Bringing you enlightenment.
Step into your power.
Step into your power.
Say bye.
Say bye.
The smallest and largest thing are one.
Are one.
Step into your power with all things.
With all things.
You are one with all things. You are one with all things.
With all things.
The Guru.
The Guru.
Brother Malcolm.
Brother Malcolm.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, Balagani.
Hi, Balagani.
Say bye.
Say bye.
B-Y-E.
Why?
Bringing you enlightenment.
Bringing you enlightenment.
Step into your power.
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 Good afternoon, and welcome to the Powers of Mind Enlightenism Spiritual Freedom Broadcast. We open our broadcast Monday through Wednesday with Brother T, asking you to step into your power. That's what this broadcast is all about, stepping into your power, stepping into your freedom. And understanding that you can say bye to all of the lack and limitation and toxicity that you've gathered in your life over time. Now, we began each broadcast, the Sunday through Wednesday broadcast, open the broadcast with a prayerful meditation. And the prayerful meditation is designed to take you away from the hustle and bustle, the hurry and worry of toxic events and conversations and thoughts that we get caught up in the course of a moment, in the course of a day, in the course of our lifetime. You can always step away from that. What enlightenism is about is the journey out of pain. And so we invite you in the prayerful meditation to understand the beingness that is contained within you. When we say that you are whole, perfect, and complete, and have everything that you will ever need for the journey, that is the truth. That is the value of who you are. So I ask now, all of you that can and are not doing something that requires your eyes to be open, I ask you to close your eyes very softly and to begin breathing in and out in a very slow and calming manner. As you listen to our prayerful meditation taken from the book Enlightenism, let us begin. I am greater than the I that I created. I affirm in this day that I awaken with the knowledge that I am whole, perfect, and complete. I have the greater power of enlightenism within me. This power is all I need to overcome what others taught me about who I am. Regardless of what I encounter in this day, I remain resolute that nothing changes my awareness of having the greater power of enlightenism within me. Every event and situation are merely interpretations from my awareness of being. And as long as I am aware of being the greater power, I shall perceive myself greater than the conditions in my life. I command myself in this day to work only on expressing the greater power of enlightenism in all of my actions. I affirm that the greater power of enlightenism is my awareness of being whole, perfect, and complete. I affirm that before I enter into a temporal state of sleep, that my thoughts will be fully focused on the greater power of enlightenism within me. I end my day by accepting that I am the greater power. I ask now that you take a deep, full breath in through your nose and just hold it for a second and release it now very slowly as you open your eyes and come back to the broadcast. Before I introduce Brother Malcolm, I want to share with you a portion of our prayerful meditation as you go about your day to remember this thought. I command myself in this day to work only on expressing the greater power of enlightenism in all of my actions. That is where your wholeness is, and that is where your response can come from, the wholeness that is you. I now give you author, philosopher, and creator of enlightenism, Brother Malcolm.
Thank you so much, Sister Carolyn, for getting us started today with insightful meditation.
Yes.
Thought-provoking insights. And the list goes on and on.
It does. It continues.
It's limitless.
Absolutely. There are no limits to this power.
There are
no limits to our thinking.
Enlightenism is limitless.
Absolutely.
And those of you listening to Sister Carolyn and to the broadcast, just know that you can overcome the problems in your life today with a new set of beliefs.
Yes.
That are toxic for you. You do not have to be the person that you're aware of being.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what we're doing on this broadcast. We're sharing information so that you have an idea that you can do something other than what you're doing.
Absolutely. And not to respond from a place of toxicity, but from a place of wholeness.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for getting us started.
You're welcome.
Okay, folks, Sister Carolyn got us started today with great information, thought-provoking meditation, insightful meditation that comes from the book Enlightenism. On this broadcast, we use the power of imagination and visualization to create a powerful mind to overcome our dependency on others in the past. We're breaking the chains that connects us to the past. This is a paradigm shift in consciousness, a way of thinking and living. It seems almost unbelievable that someone could create within themselves a new person that is whole, perfect, and complete, colorless, faceless, and formless. That you can live in the present moment with present moment beliefs. Who are you aware of being? Who are you aware of being? How do you define yourself today? Who are you? Who are you aware of being? And then think about it for a moment. What beliefs are you using to define who you are today? What beliefs are you using to define yourself today? Are you using beliefs that were illusory beliefs that were created by the society where you're living, by race, color, gender, age, religion, status, and education. If you are, then you're depending on the past. If you're not, then you're in self-discovery, where you're letting go of the past. In either case, the key point is, ask yourself, those beliefs that you're using to define yourself today, do you have the power to change these beliefs? And Enlightenism says yes. In self-discovery is where you gain the power and clarity to change how you think and live. When we ask the question, who are you aware of being, it ties into the 10 principles of the Enlightenism philosophy. The first four principles clearly drive the awareness of being and what you can do about it. The first principle is, I acknowledge that I am responsible for the current conditions in my life. The second one, I acknowledge that my beliefs and values created the conditions in my life. The third one, I acknowledge that I have the power to change my beliefs and values. The fourth, I acknowledge that for me to change my beliefs and values, I must first be willing to enter into self-discovery. And that's the key point of this broadcast, entering into self-discovery, letting go of your dependency on the past, accepting responsibility that you have been taught beliefs and values from others that you believe represent the truth about who you are and the truth about the world that you live in. And all of these beliefs that we have been taught are made up, the illusory beliefs that are created by others. Now, the reality is we believe it. And when you believe you're poor, then you act poor. When you believe you're a slave, then you act like a slave. When you believe you're a slave owner, you act like a slave owner. And when you believe you have a powerful mind, you act like a powerful mind, that you possess power. I'm not talking about power that you learn in a book. I'm not talking about power that you learn about other people. I'm talking about the power you learn about yourself. We're living in a world where everything is about what happened in the past, where we think about the accomplishments of others. Education teaches people a lot about things in the past. And we have built this society and the world based on past beliefs. And this is where you are today, with no way out, or you believe there's no way out of the mindset that you have developed over a period of time in your life. You can't do anything about it. So you follow the guidelines of what someone else has taught you. I remember when I was a student and as an undergraduate in college, and I was taking an English course, and the English course was, I guess, 1B or something, 1B, 102. And in this course, it focused a lot on poetry, because 1A or 101 is focused more on, you know, grammar, understanding language, and so forth. And I remember I was bored in the class because I didn't really get into poetry that well, nor did I think it had any value in my life at the time. So during a break, I shared my concerns with the professor. And the professor said to me that, pay attention to it because one day you'll find that it's valuable. And I said, what do you mean? So one day you may be at a dinner or something and you're sitting next to someone and they're talking about poetry. You'll have some understanding about what they're talking about. And I said, oh. So then it's more for me understanding how to live in a certain lifestyle, to be around people that are educated and knowledgeable about various things in life. And he said, that's the purpose of education. It was my thought. that I was being educated so that I could interact with other people and think and live the same way that they thought and lived. So someone's talking about Shakespeare, I have to know something about Shakespeare. Someone is talking about philosophy, I have to know something about it. Psychology and so forth, sociology. That would mean that I had an education and that I wasn't considered intellectually inferior. And no one wants to really have a goal in life. I don't think that anyone enters into any educational institution with the goal of, hey, I'm going to school to become intellectually inferior. No, I'm not going to learn very much. I'm going to be intellectually inferior to other people because the intellect must be compared to something else in order for it to have value. So me learning poetry had to be compared to someone else, not just for me to exist in the world, but for me to exist a certain way in the world. So when we ask the question, who are you aware of being? Then you really get to the understanding that you are aware of being the person that you others have taught you to become aware of being. Because you cannot exist without dependency on others. It's basically what is happening with the question. So someone will say to you, you cannot exist just the way that you are without all of the information. Then my question always is, then how can we ever change? How can we change depending on the past and the past beliefs to change? How do we change something? Well, we don't. So you have generations of people in poverty. You have generations of people oppressed by other people based upon institutional guidelines and systems that people use in order to control other people. And if you want to change who you are and your awareness of being, then you need some new information. And where are you going to get the new information? It surely is not going to be from a university nor some religious facility because they're all basically the same. Basically the same curriculum over and over and over again. So you hear the same things over, passed on in all of the teachers, whether it's whatever book they're using, whether it's the Constitution, whether it's the Bible, whether it's some other so-called holy book or something. You are still passing on the same information from generation to generation, and it requires you to have some understanding about the people they're talking about in those books. So if it's the Constitution, you need to know about Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, John Adams, and all of those people. So you need to know something about them. And if it's spiritual, you need to know something about the spiritual people of the past. But then when it comes to you, and you want to learn something about yourself, where do you go? How do you change your awareness of being the person you are today without depending upon beliefs from others in the past? That's what enlightenism is about. It's a paradigm shift in consciousness. It's the power and clarity to create a new person. It's something that people who live and die in illusions cannot imagine nor visualize this type of freedom until they let go of the restrictions, the self-imposed restrictions of dependency on others to live your life. That's why this is so important, and that's why it's so challenging. It's only challenging because of an unwillingness ingrained into the teaching of not questioning or letting go of what others have told us, because someone has said the past, you have to understand the past in order to live in the present. And I am saying you don't. We're not like animals. We're not like lions and hyenas and elephants and so forth. We are different. We have the capacity to create limitlessly. I'm going to take a quick break, bring Sister Carolyn in, and I shall return.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm Kelly's Powers of the Mind Hour, a Healing of the Mind broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. Subscribe to the Healing of the Mind broadcast and become a supporter of Enlightenism. Learn how to use the inner mind power of Enlightenism. Enlightenism empowers you to create a new way to think and live. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm Kelly's Enlightenism books from Amazon or go to his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Browse and purchase. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you so much, Sister Carolyn, for those wonderful insights. And I support what Sister Carolyn is saying. You can learn more about this broadcast by going to Enlightenism in Amazon and pick up the book today, or you could go to my latest blog, How to Cleanse the Mind of Illusions. That's Brother Malcolm Kelly's Enlightenism Insights, and read the blog, get some great information there to give you a better understanding of what I am talking about on this broadcast when I talk about a new way to think and live and all of the power of imagination and visualization to create a powerful mind to overcome our dependency on the past. When I talk about self-discovery, I'm talking about the journey out of pain and our beliefs that we can overcome generational toxicity with a powerful enlightenment of mind. All of that information is contained within the books that I have written, because that is my goal in life. That is my mission, to talk to as many people as I can about the principles of enlightenment and the journey out of pain. You know, I heard a few days ago or something where someone wanted to ask the question about, you know, what is a book if no one reads it? What happens to the book if no one reads the book? What value is there of a book if no one reads the book? And I want to answer that question for the persons that asked the question whenever it was, several months ago, weeks ago. When you write a book, the value is in writing the book, so that what you are sharing is the feelings and the insights from within. There's no right or wrong. See, there's no right or wrong about whatever topic someone wants to write a book. I'm very clear about it. Each person has the right to write any type of book they want to express themselves. Now, when you get into society, then you're getting into the illusory perceptions. So someone will say the book is only of value based upon how long it's on the New York Times bestseller list. But then you say, well, what is the New York Times? How does the New York Times set itself up to be the judgment of books and what is important and what is not? And it's only when you give value to the New York Times that you search for that list and think that that's the only books that are available that have value. And that's not correct. That's incorrect. There are other books that have value. And you may have heard of some of them and you may have not. But the point I'm making is, if you search on the list for anything that involves you, you will not find your name among the greatness of people in the world. Does that mean that you are not? Does that mean you have no value? Does that mean that you are some anonymous person? No. It means that you are expressing your feelings every day. If you are expressing love and kindness toward yourself and to others. When we lose our dependency on the judgments of others in the past, then we free ourselves to create a new system of thought. And the new system of thought can exclude newspapers like the New York Times, for example, which, you know, according to what you read in the paper, are just trying to stay alive in business. So whatever they were doing, it hasn't worked effectively, along with other things. But we still hold on to the beliefs, because we have become accustomed to depending on others to tell us what's successful and what's not. And when we depend on the judgments of others, about ourselves, then we become victims. We become powerless victims. We become intellectually inferior. All these things come up because of the criteria that someone is using to judge you. And then you accept the criteria, and then you become that which has been judged. You no longer see yourself as whole, perfect, and complete, with limitless power, with the ability to change your awareness of being. You can change the person that you are aware of being today if you get some new information, some new beliefs, some direct knowledge about the consciousness of truth that's within you. Then you can create a new world within yourself and then express that new world into the visible world so that others can see it and benefit from it. That's real change, folks. That's real change. And all the people that you have read about that are really particular, those that are dealing with spirituality and so forth, they were not on the New York Times best-selling list because they didn't write any books. But yet, thousands of years later, people are quoting the people. They're quoting them. Now, it may be because they preceded the judgments. But did they perceive the judgments of humans? No. Until we have all cleansed our mind of dependency on others to judge us, to tell us how to think and live, then we remain victims of others and our dependency on others, whether we feel good about ourselves or whether we feel badly about ourselves, is coming from beliefs and values that others have taught us about how to think and live and how to judge ourselves and how to depend on the judgments from others. A play cannot just be a great play. Someone has to give it a great review. And then people accept those judgments, and then it becomes a great play. Okay, folks, thank you for stopping by. Thank you, Sister Carla, for giving us a wonderful meditation, guided meditation, and insights. I'm Brother Malcolm, and here's Sister Carol to close us out. We'll be back on the air at the same time tomorrow at 12 p.m. Have a great day. Be sure to stop by Amazon. Pick up the book, Enlightenism.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm's Healing of the Mind broadcast. He's sharing Enlightenism insights about how to use inner mind power. This broadcast and all of our broadcasts are available on iTunes, Apple, Listen Notes, Facebook, Twitter, and Google. We encourage you to subscribe to this life-saving broadcast and become a regular listener. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism books from Amazon or his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insight. Also, go to our website, www.nationalbyesociety.org, and make a tax-deductible donation to support our nonprofit 501c3 organization. Thank you for listening.
Enlightenism.
Enlightenism.
Enlightenism. Hi, Baragani.
Hi, Baragani.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
The Guru.
The Guru.
Brother Malcolm.
Brother Malcolm.
Bringing you enlightenment.
Bringing you enlightenment.
Step into your power.
Step into your power.
Say bye.
Say bye.
The smallest and largest thing are one.
Are one.
Step into your power with all things.
With all things.
You are one with all things.
You are one
with all things.
With all things.
The Guru.
The Guru.
Brother Malcolm.
Brother Malcolm.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, Baragani.
Hi, Baragani.
Say bye.
Say bye.
B-Y-E-Y. Bringing you enlightenment.
Bringing you enlightenment.
Step into your power.
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 Step into your power.